Hey there, friends, it's Nick. It's episode 101 of the StoryHacker.tv podcast. And I'm dedicating this episode to my uncle. My uncle, he died this morning, about a few hours ago. And of course, this is one of those things where you think. And I'm going to tell you a little story about uncle, who was not always an easy man. But his heart was so in the right place. And one thing I do remember is, I mean, you know, we used to, at Christmases very often when I was a kid, we would take the trip to see my uncle and my auntie and my cousins. And, you know, very often spend, you know, a day or two after Christmas with them. And I can remember one time when I was quite young, maybe 8 or 9, something like that, where Uncle was asking me what I wanted to do, and he wasn't asking me in a kind of a jokey way that an adult, you know, says to a kid, you know, do you want to be an astronaut or whatever. He was genuinely interested and I think genuinely critical of my response, which was probably not very thoughtful. But it was one of those times very early on in my life when I was treated like an adult. I was treated as if what I said, my opinion, had some weight. And, you know, of course, I had great parents. I love my parents. They did great. But this was a different thing. This was another adult treating me, or at least treating my opinions as, you know, less childish than most adults might have. And I think it says quite a lot that, you know, I'm 50 now, as regular listeners will know, and this was probably over 40 years ago that this happened, and it is stuck in my mind ever since. And so tonight I'm going to be raising a glass to my uncle and remembering not just the good stuff, not just the perhaps the slightly more challenging stuff, but just the fact that, you know, that he was a whole person. You know, he was a whole person. And, you know, as I've said on this podcast, when we're thinking about our stories, we want to have that kind of, I was going to say light and dark, but it isn't light and dark. It's you want to have some shade in there. You want to have some seasoning. Yeah, and it's those things that make us human. And particularly when we touch on those kind of vulnerabilities, I suppose, when we admit that we aren't infallible, we've made mistakes, we've learned our lessons, hopefully. God, I hope that's true. But you know, that's the kind of thing that draws us closer to other people. You know, it, as I've said many times, you know, when finally it's always people who buy people. You know, obviously, if you're buying a service online, then, you know, maybe you're just buying a thing, right? But certainly, professional services and deals and things that aren't just, you know, just straight transactions, we're buying people. And even if you're sort of doing what I do, which is sort of effectively sell services through my website and what have you, you're still buying, you know, my customers, my clients are still buying me. They're buying the expertise, they're buying the, hopefully, the honesty and the, you know, the light in the shade and the seasoning. Anyway, here's one for you, Uncle. I'm going to raise a glass to you tonight. Thanks for listening, everyone. I will speak to you soon. And remember, your story, like my uncle's, means business.